very true. There's no love affair, true love affair, which will not break your heart. There's no marriage which will not eventually break your heart in one way or another, whether you stay together or not. There's no good work in the world that will not break your heart. There's no way of parenting a child, a boy or a girl, without them breaking your heart and you breaking yours. And there's no way of coming to know yourself in that internal marriage without going through that existential, desperate sense of disappointment about who you've discovered you are at the end of it. That there's no way forward without a real sense of vulnerable heartbreak. And yet it's astonishing when you look at our energies and our time, how much time and energy we do spend trying to arrange things so that we won't have our heart broken. So that you'll remain immune from trespassing into the necessary territory that every human being has had to go through since the beginning of time. So it can be a tremendously good thing to tell yourself, to remind yourself, a blessed thing, a merciful thing, to remind yourself that heartbreak is actually a normal phenomenon of any dedicated, sincere human path. And that we should just be ready for the particular form that it takes in the particular relationship or marriage that we're involved with, whether it's a marriage with another person or a marriage with the work.